There was a man who called up the highway department to complain about the condition of the road in front of his house.
有一個人呢，他就不斷打電話給公路的部門呢，去投訴他在屋前面那條路那個的路面狀況。
He kept calling and calling, complaining about all the potholes and bumps.
他不斷地去打電話去投訴，就講到去屋前面那條路有很多的洞和高低不平。
But the highway department never did anything.
但這個高速公路的部門呢，就沒有做任何的事。
So finally, though, the man had called so many times that highway department said that they would do something about the road.
咁到最後咧，因為依個人佢不斷嘅打電話去投訴咧，咁啊依個公路嘅部門咧，佢就話：好啦，我哋都做一啲嘅嘢啦。
But instead of coming in and repaving it, the highway department resolved this complaint another way.
咁但係咧，佢係唔係話嚟去重鋪嗰個路喎？反而咧，佢哋係用另外一個方法去解決一個嘅投訴。
They stuck up the sign and said, "Rough road ahead."
咁佢哋咧就動一個告示牌喺度，就係話前邊有凹凸不平嘅路。
I wonder if that is what many people do with their lives.
我諗咧，依個係咪就係好似我哋好多人咧都係咁樣嘅去對待我哋嘅生活咧？
But in today's gospel lesson, John the Baptist calls on us to prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
但喺今日呢一個嘅福音書嘅經文嗰度咧，就係講到施洗約翰去叫我哋要去預備主嘅道，修直佢嘅路。
Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight.And the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。凡有血气的，都要见神的救恩。
Get prepared.
要去准备。
This morning we light the second candle on our Advent wreath.
在今日的早上呢，我们将临节的第二支的蜡烛已经燃点起了。
It clearly means that now we are 1 week closer to Christmas.
因为很明显呢，就是我们又离圣诞节近一个礼拜了。
Well, it has started already.
我实就已经是开始了。
The hustle, the bustle, the parties, and the planning, the writing, the never-ending list is making.We are all preparing for the Christmas.
我哋会去好忙碌，有好多嘅派对啦，有好多嘅计划啦，有好多嘅写作啦，有啲不完没完没了嘅一啲嘅一个名单要做好多嘅嘢。咁我哋已经系好忙碌嘅喺度准备紧圣诞。
We are preparing for Christmas Eve service. We are preparing for family reunion.
我哋喺度准备紧圣诞前夕嘅节目，亦都系准备紧我哋家庭嗰个嘅重聚。
We are preparing for special seasonal giving. We are preparing for gifts and presents.
我哋喺度准备紧喺呢个嘅节期嘅奉献，我哋亦都喺度准备紧好多嘅礼物。
What else we do?
我哋仲要做啲咩呢？
You may wonder this morning, do I need to listen to Pastor about preparing another thing?
你可能就喺度谂啦，喺今朝我仲要听牧师要我再准备啲乜嘢呢？
You may ask.Can't you see that I don't have time for one more thing to prepare?
你可能话你睇唔到咩？我已经忙到咁犀利，冇时间再去预备多一样嘢啦。
Sure you are.
你一定系可以嘅。
Furthermore, the message to us today is for a different kind of preparation.
而且咧，系就今日嘅经文嗰度咧，亦都系讲到我哋系要去为另外一啲嘅事情嚟去准备。
Get prepared for the coming of Christ.
就是我们要为到基督的将临来去准备。
It is different from the preparation for the commercial routine and money spending Christmas.
这个呢是跟我们去为到很多商业性的东西去准备啊，或者我们一些的惯常的常规，甚至这个消费的圣诞节是不同的。
It's about what we have to be aware in this season, our routine seasonal feelings.
依個咧係講到關於我哋要去注意到依一個喺個節期嗰度，係依個同平時我哋依一個嘅慣常嘅節期個感覺係唔同嘅。
It is about what changes we can expect when Christ comes and sees us.
这个就是讲到当基督降临同埋嚟见到我哋嘅时候，我哋有啲乜嘢嘅期望可以系作为有一啲嘅改变咧？
The book of Malachi, we heard a part of it today as a call to worship was written after big events of the return from exile and the rebuilding of their temple.
喺马拉基书，今日我哋喺宣召嘅时候已经系读咗一部分嘅。咁呢一本书咧系写喺犹太人去系。被掳归回的时候，回来去重建圣殿，重建圣殿那个事，这些的事件之后写的。
I mean, it was written at a time when Jews had returned from the Babylon war, settling down into routine. When Jews had returned from, and they have a radical, sensational changes.
我意思呢就是他们是写在当犹太人他是从巴比伦那里归回的时候，他们已经是安顿下来过一个做回他们一些惯常的常规的事情，是在他们一个很巨大和 很彻底的一个改变之后。
Things are settling down then.
在那时他们已经开始安顿的生活下来了。
Naturally their passion and devotion are also fading away with their complacency.
当他们在这里自满自足在这里生活的时候，他们那个的热心和他们那个虔诚又慢慢消退了。
Everything is looked all right.
在表面上他们所有的事情都好像是很好的。
But their problem was the very daily routine.
但他们的问题呢就是他们那些很每日的惯常的事。
Prophet Malachi saw it threatens to extinguish their vision of salvation.That was vigorous and alive when they returned from the exile and built a temple.
马拉基先知呢，他就睇见就系话，就系当佢哋喺从被掳归回去建圣殿嗰时，嗰个对救恩嗰个嘅热切同埋嗰个嘅积极呢，系被消灭咗啦。
You may find that throughout the book of Malachi.Apathy and indifference are the problems.
我哋可能睇见咧喺马拉基书入边所讲到嘅咧，就系佢哋嘅问题咧，就系冷淡同埋冇乜嘢紧要。
For example, the prophet states the problem in the opening chapter about sacrifice.
就好似咧喺先知喺第一章嗰度就讲到佢哋嘅问题咧系关于献祭。
Although the choicest offering are vowed as gift to God.They rarely found their way to the altar.
雖然咧，佢哋立約就係話將最好嘅獻俾上帝，但係依啲嘅祭物喺佢個祭壇上係揾唔到。
In fact, whatever the reason was, God got only seconds or the limited merchandise.
而事實上咧，無論因都好啦，上帝所得到嘅只係次要或者一啲剩餘嘅物資。
Malachi states that the routine of the sacrifice and worship has led to a cynicism in Israel, and now where is God?
马拉基书嗰度讲到咧，就系话佢哋依个好惯常嘅献祭同埋去敬拜咧，已经令到以色列人咧有一啲嘅怀疑，甚至咧佢哋而家系厌烦上帝。
What a weariness this is, you say, and you sniff at me, says the Lord of hosts.
这些事是何等的厌烦呢？他们这样说，而且呢是他们招之以备，这个就是万军耶和华所说的。
You bring what has been taken by violence or is lame and sick, and this you bring as your offering.
你们呢将那些抢夺的、骑腿的、有病的拿来献上为祭。
Shall I accept that from your hand?
我岂能从你哋嘅手中去收纳呢
？Then he takes a step further。
咁佢跟住亦都系下一步嘅去讲到。
The prophet states that you have wearied the Lord with your words。
你哋用言语繁琐耶和华。
The opponent says, "How have we wearied him?"
呢啲反对先知嘅人，佢就问啦，佢话喺咩事上我繁琐佢呢？
They justify their actions and injustice by saying, All who do evil are good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them.
咁佢哋为咗佢哋嗰个嘅言行嚟去作一个嘅辩护嘅时候，佢就话啦：凡行恶嘅，耶和华看为善； 並且佢喜悅他們。
Or by asking, where is God of justice?
或者喺度問公義嘅神喺邊度啊？
In other words, the attitude of the prophet's opponent is a cynical pragmatism.
咁另外一方面咧，我哋去睇嘅時候，就係講到佢依啲嘅猶太人，佢哋以色列人咧，佢係已經係有一個對現實有一個好大嘅懷疑。
Good is evil, and evil is good. What matters are the results in the ongoing daily routine of life?
好嘅係惡，惡嘅係好。咁就係對佢哋嗰個生活上嘅嗰個慣常嘅生活嗰個依個就係佢哋嗰個嘅結果啦。
I'm okay, and you are okay. All is forgiven, and nothing is sacred.
我係 okay 嘅，你又係 okay 嘅，所有嘅嘢都係被饒恕嘅，冇乜嘢係聖潔嘅。
What's the matter with you? I cannot see any justice in the church as well as in the world anyway.
你做咩事啊？我就喺教會，甚至喺世界上，我都睇唔到任何一啲嘅公義。
It is okay to do anything if you feel that it is not a big deal.
如果你覺得冇乜大件事嘅時候，你就可以乜嘢都唔做噶。
See those who are prosperous and rich. Can you see any God's justice?
你睇下嗰啲有錢嘅同埋一帆風順嗰啲人。在這裡邊找到上帝的公義啊？
They have nothing to do with God. Where is the God of justice anyway?
沒有事是跟上帝有關係的。這個公義的上帝在哪裡啊？
Well then, there's God's answer to the question about justice.
就是在這裡，我們也看到上帝對這些公義的問題的一些回答。
See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
我要差这个，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。
The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰望的快要来到。
But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears?
他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？
The prophet states that further, larger than life events will indeed happen in the context of the people of God.
就先知在这里讲明了，就是说一个重大的事件是会发生的。
The act of divine justice will purify the people of God, and this is a word of hope.
这个上帝的公义的作为呢，是会洁净上帝的民，这个是一些盼望的说话来的。
But on the other hand, those who had become cynical and ignorant concerning divine justice will be shaken.
就是在另外一方面呢，那些是对上帝那个的公义是有怀疑和没有理会的呢，是会接受审判。
They will be confronted by divine justice. They will face a divine judgment rather than salvation.
他们会面对上帝那个的审判，他们会面临一个的那个的审判，而不是那个的救恩。
There is a story of a pastor who pastoring a large membership church went to a funeral of one relative with his wife.
有一個牧師呢，他有一次是參加一個的他的太太那個的一個的喪禮。
It was at a little country church, a denomination and style of worship not of his own.
他自己呢是在一個很大的教會那裡牧會，但是他這個的喪禮呢是在一個鄉村的小的教會那裡，而那個的宗派和敬拜的模式是跟他不一樣的。
The funeral sermon consisted of the preacher whopping and shouting to the congregation.
在個喪禮那個的講道的時候，那個傳道人是很大聲的呼喊，對著那些會眾來呼喊。
It's too late for old Joe. He's dead. He might have wanted to give his life to God to join the church, but he cannot now because he's dead.
那個年老的Joe就已經沒有時間了，因為他已經死了。他本應是想將他的生命是交給神的，去參加教會的，但現在他不行了，因為他死了。
The pastor thought to himself, what a comfort this must be to the grieving family.
那個牧師自己心裡就在想了，哇，他這樣說對那些哀傷的家人來說，是怎會得到安慰呢？
Joe's time is up. But your time, brothers and sisters, is not up.
但你们弟兄姊妹，你们的时间还未到啊。
If we are going to give your life to God, do it today. If we are going to get your life right, do it now. There's still time.
如果你是想你将你的生命是回复正常的，你就要现在去做了。如果你要将你的生命是献给上帝，你就现在要去做了，因为你现在还有时间。
He was disgusted.
这个牧师就觉得很讨厌。
On the way home, he was telling his wife how insensitive, manipulative, and tacky that funeral sermon was.
在回家的路程当中，他就跟他太太说，说他这个传道人，他的讲道是多么不理会人家的感受，他想去操控住，实在有点差乱。
Well, she agreed.
但是太太就同意了。
It was insensitive, inappropriate, and manipulative.
他说是很不理会人家的感受，是不恰当，是纯粹操控人。
And worst of all, she said, it was true.
但他说最糟糕的就是这个是事实。
You know that there's no such thing as a secular, worldly, daily routine for believers.
我们相信对信徒来说，是没有一样所谓的世俗的世界的每日的常规的事。
Daily routine without consciousness of God will surely pull off the vision of the salvation.
我们每日的常规，如果没有意识到上帝的时候，是会令到我们摆低了救恩。
The salvation, the end result of the waiting, cannot survive without active waiting period itself.
我们的救恩是我们这个等待的最后结果，我们是需要不断地有一个等待的时间。
There is no promise of salvation for anyone who is not willing to live according to God's will and justice here and now, the waiting period.
就是对那些我们是不愿意去按照上帝的旨意和他的公义来活的人来说，我们是没有一个救恩的盼望。
Future salvation is not aloof from today's living.
将来这个救恩是和我们今日的现在的生活是相关的。
God called John the Baptist while he was in the wilderness.
上帝是对施洗约翰在旷野的时候去呼召他。
John gives it to us. You prepare for the Lord, you will see the salvation of God.
施洗约翰对我们就说，就是说我们要预备主的路，预备主的道，修直他的路。
As a herald, he calls people to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
他就是叫我们去为到主的降临来去准备。
But be careful here. The other line says more about God rather than they do about John and human beings.
但我们要小心看，就是说其余的章节是说多些是关于上帝的，而不是说到约翰或者我们人可以做的事。John
called people to prepare for the coming of the Lord in his earthly ministry, but the lines declare the power and purpose of God.
就是约翰，他是叫我们去为到主的降临来到，来去作准备。 但是他在他其余的章节那里经文那里，是更加的说明到上帝那个的能力和那个的目的。
God who has power to level valleys, mountains, and hills, to strengthen the crooked, to smooth the rough ways, the one who brings salvation to all humankind.
上帝他是有这个能力，是叫所有的山谷、所有的山岗来去削平。 亦都是叫所有弯弯曲曲的都能够变成直。上帝是用他所有能够做到的，去为了带这个救恩给我们人类。
I mean God's concern, God's call, God's work is ultimately for the salvation of the humans, all humans if possible.
我意思就是讲到上帝所关注的，上帝的呼召，上帝的作为，最后都是要为到人类的救恩，所有人类的救恩。
In Greek, salvation, soteria means deliverance, preservation, and way of safety.
在希腊, 文嚟講咧，依個救恩個字咧，意思係去救拯救，係去保存或者係一個安全嘅方式。
And it is related to the verb sozo in Greek, which means to save from the death and to keep alive.
佢亦都係同到喺希臘文一個嘅動詞咧係有關嘅，就係講到意思咧，就係講到話係從死亡嗰度去拯救佢。保持佢能夠生存。
He tells us to expect God to do what is necessary for our well-being。
呢度咧就係講到我哋可以係期望上帝係做佢所有可以做嘅嘢，為咗我哋。
During the season of Advent, we celebrate our expectation。
喺一個嘅將臨節嘅期間咧，我哋係去慶祝我哋依個嘅期望。
But for some, it would be too dark to expect anything。
但對有些人來說呢，就覺得太過黑暗了，我不能夠去期望任何的東西。
Expect what?
期望什麼呢？
Some would ask of Jesus' birth?
有些就問是基督那個耶穌那個的降生。
Well, he has already been born long ago.
那他在很遠的時候已經是降生了。
Of Jesus' second coming?
是說到耶穌的再臨。
Already by power and presence of the Holy Spirit,We believe he has come to us.
藉著聖靈的能力和他的同在，我們也相信他已經是臨到我們的中間。
In this sense, his coming, his second coming will mark God's judgment on the end of our earthly time, not merely return our long absent Lord to us.
這樣看的時候，他那個再臨是講到就是上帝在世界末了的時候那個的審判，而不是只是單單去只是再來到。
So we are in fact waiting for God's judgment.
所以這樣我們事實上說呢，我們就在這裡等候上帝那個的審判。
So our responses are to be, Are you serious? Aren't you nervous?
所以我們的回應應該就是說，我們是不是很認真的呢？我們會不會緊張呢？
But there is one thing we should do.
但有一樣嘢我哋可以做，亦都應該做嘅。
Preparation
就係去準備。
Preparation for the reign of God's grace。
去準備上帝嘅恩典喺度掌管。
Are we comfortable by ourselves？
我哋而家係咪只係好覺得好舒服呢
？Don't we really enjoy complacency？
我哋係咪為到我哋自己自滿自足嚟去好享受呢？
Oh no, the problem is that none of us can hear John's message until we first recognize hopelessness in ourselves and our need for redemption.
那不是啊，實在呢，如果我們不能夠去知道我們是無助的，同埋我們如果沒有一個需要救贖那個的需要的時候呢，我們實在是聽不到施洗約翰對我們所說的訊息。
We cannot hear the message to make us straight.That which is crooked until we acknowledge that which is crooked in our own lives.
如果我們不能夠意識到我們在我們的生活上有一些彎曲的 地方的時候，我們就聽不到那個訊息，就說上帝是叫這些彎曲的可以修正。
Thus, first of all, we must recognize our separation from God, from self, and from others.
所以最開先的呢，我們是要知道我們是跟上帝有這個分離，我們跟自己跟人家都有這個分離。
Then we can cast off our sin in order to be able to live a life of holiness and wellness and completeness and joyfulness.
這樣呢，我們才能夠放低我們的罪，好叫我們能夠活出一個生命 是完全的，是健康的，是一個完整的和喜樂的。
If recognition has not occurred first, there is no possibility for repentance.
如果我們沒有這些認知的時候，我們根本是沒有可能 去悔改。
John the Baptist has no message for us if we do not know that we are in the wilderness as well as in darkness.
如果我們不知道我們在曠野當中，甚至是在個黑暗當中，施洗約翰那個訊息我們是會不明白的。
We must recognize and accept this wilderness time and this separation.
所以我們一定是要知道和接受我們這個是在曠野的時刻，甚至是在一個的分離的時刻。
Now hear the message of God that came to John in the wilderness.
所以現在我們就去聽一下上帝那個的訊息，是從施洗約翰在 旷野当中去讲出嚟嘅。
Here the message to us that in order for the Christ to come into our lives，
呢个嘅信息咧就系讲到，如果要让基督嚟到我哋嘅生命当中咧
，We must first repent， take a different path and change our ways。
我哋首先系要悔改，要行另外一条嘅路去改变我哋嘅生活方式。
I know it disturbs us。
我知道呢啲系会令到我哋不安。
Often it is so difficult to change or to be changed。
就好多时咧，系要去改变或者要作任何嘅改变咧，系困难嘅。
For some, it is almost impossible to admit our own trouble。
对一啲人嚟讲咧，甚至系好唔好可能去承认我自己又有问题。
Carl Michelson once told about playing with his young son。
有一个神学家咧，佢有一次咧就讲到佢系同佢嗰个幼小嘅仔咧喺一齐玩。
One afternoon, they tussled playfully on their front lawn when Michelson accidentally hit the young boy in his face with his elbow。
咁有一個嘅下午咧，佢係同佢個仔咧好喺度玩緊，喺度打鬥緊。咁但係佢唔小心咧喺佢嗰個佢嘅草場上咧，佢就用佢嗰個手踭咧撞到佢嗰個仔嗰個嘅面。
It was sharp blow pulled to his son's face。
一個咧係好重嘅重擊喺佢嗰個仔嘅面嗰度。
The little boy was stunned by the impact of the elbow。
咁呢個仔咧，佢就俾呢個嘅手踭撞埋嚟嘅時候咧，好錯愕。
It hurt, and he was just about to burst into tears。
係好痛啊！佢差唔多真係想大喊。
But then he looked into his father's eyes。
咁跟住咧，佢就望住爸爸隻眼。
Instead of anger and hostility, he saw there his father's sympathy and concern。
佢冇變得係發嬲，同埋會好似好敵意咁樣，因為見到爸爸嗰隻眼，嗰個係好同情同埋好關注嘅眼。
He saw there his father's love and compassion。
佢睇到爸爸嗰個愛，睇到爸爸嗰個憐憫。
So instead of the exploding into tears, the little boy suddenly burst into laughter。
所以佢冇喺度大喊，反而咧佢就喺度大笑啊。
Yes, what he saw in his father's eye made all the difference.
是的，因为他见到他爸爸的眼，见到爸爸的面的时候呢，就让一切都变成不一样了。
The sharp blow of God's message to us today is repent.
今天上帝给我们一个很重拳的一击的呢，就是讲到就说要饶恕，要悔改。
So let us look into our Heavenly Father's eyes rather than grudge God's insistence to repent.
所以我们要去望住我们天上的父亲的眼睛，而不是说去为到上帝一定要我们去悔改而去埋怨。
What he offers you is forgiveness, and that will make all the difference.
他给我们的就是一个的饶恕，这个是会令一切都变成不一样。
Repent and you will be forgiven.
我哋要去悔改，而我哋就会被饶恕嘅。
We all know that our worldly preparation, the buying the gifts, putting up the trees, making wreath, the twinkling light, and shiny papers are not enough.
我哋知道咧，我哋喺世上嘅好多嘅准备，就要买礼物啦，要要将个圣诞树去装置啦。要去做好多嘅呢啲嘅閃亮嘅燈啦，同埋有好多嘅好靚嘅紙啦，呢啲一切都唔係足夠嘅。
We can only truly be prepared for Christ's coming when we hear our personal call to repent。
我哋唯一真係嘅去預備基督嘅降臨嘅咧，就係當我哋能夠聽到佢好個人嘅去呼召我哋每一個人去悔改。
For only when we hear it and act on it。Will you have a share in the coming kingdom of God?
当我们能够听到有付诸行动的时候，我们就能够是同上帝的国度有参与。
Don't you realize that you are still in the wilderness?
我们知不知道我们现在是在旷野当中呢？
Can't you hear the calling?
你听不听到那个的呼召呢？
Do you hear the voice?
你听不听到那个声音啊？
We all need to prepare the way before coming of Christ.
我哋每一个人都需要去为到基督嘅降临嚟去预备佢嘅道。
Again, here is the voice of John the Baptist crying in the wilderness.
再一次我们听到施洗约翰在旷野里面的呼喊。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
天国近了，你们应该悔改。
Amen.
Amen.